In this bulletin, a state of emergency declared in New South Wales over catastrophic fire conditions. The Aged Care Royal Commission continues in Hobart today. And in football, Manchester United is elevated to the top half of the Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has declared a state of emergency for 7 days, starting immediately as bushfires rage across the state. The New South Wales fires have claimed 3 lives and so far destroyed more than 150 homes. Blazes are raging from the state's northern border with Queensland down to the mid-north coast and out to the state's central west and south towards the Illawarra. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the last time a state of emergency was declared in the state was 2013, when there were extensive bushfires in the Blue Mountains. She's urging people to fully cooperate with advice from emergency services.
I want to assure the people of New South Wales that this is a precautionary stance. This is to make sure that we leave no stone unturned to keep our community safe tomorrow. I want to thank the heads of all the agencies for their cooperation and support. Everybody is fully supportive of this decision. Everybody is fully on board with what needs to happen.
Catastrophic fire danger has been declared for the Sydney and Hunter regions on Tuesday, with severe and extreme danger across vast tracts of the rest of the state. Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says weather conditions are expected to significantly worsen in the coming days and has urged people to follow directions.
Under catastrophic conditions, the safest thing you can do is not be in an at-risk area. Catastrophic conditions, the focus is principally and foremost on life safety. Life is at risk when it comes to catastrophic conditions, and as we've said for decades now, we cannot guarantee a fire truck at every home. We cannot guarantee an aircraft will be overhead every time a fire is impacting on your property.
The Deputy Prime Minister has launched an attack against the behaviour of people linking climate change to bushfires in Queensland and New South Wales. Michael McCormack also defended the Morrison government's decision not to meet with senior fire and emergency service leaders demanding action on climate change. There are still 47 fires burning in Queensland, and firefighters across Sydney and New South Wales are bracing for catastrophic conditions on Tuesday. Former Chief of the Defence Force David Hurley is delivering his first Remembrance Day address as Governor-General at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. At the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month, Australians, veterans and their families have gathered across the country to remember the nation's fallen servicemen and women during battle. This time marks the day Germany signed a truce in France in 1918, ending the First World War. Around 416,000 Australians enlisted in that war, and around 60,000 of them never returned home. Dozens of pro-democracy protesters have attended a Remembrance Day ceremony in Hong Kong. Protesters donning face masks and holding flags of Britain, Canada and the United States were among the guests attending the ceremony to remember those killed in war. 58-year-old protester Samson Ling says the significance of Remembrance Day hasn't always been recognised in Hong Kong, but that's changing.
Before, Hong Kong is not so recognised of this event, but after the extradition law happened in Hong Kong, and people knowing that the history of Hong Kong, and now we are here to have giving a memory of the soldiers who died for the Hong Kong.
The operations of two major aged care providers in Tasmania are to be examined by the Royal Commission this week. During 5 days of public hearings beginning on Monday in Hobart, the Aged Care Royal Commission will examine Southern Cross Care and Bupa facilities in the state. Both have had facilities sanctioned, and the Commission will explore the quality and safety of care given to residents and the decision-making of those working at the homes. In football, Manchester United and Wolverhampton Wanderers climbed into the top half of the Premier League with home wins on Sunday. United beated Socceroos keeper Matt Ryan's Brighton 3-1 and Wolves held off Aston Villa 2-1 in a local derby. The wins leave the sides level on 16 points, with United above the Wolves in 7th on goal difference. 2 goals early at Old Trafford started United on the way to their 5th win in 6 games in all competitions. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 31. Adelaide, an evening cool change, 34. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 28. Hobart, showers developing, 24. Canberra, mostly sunny, 26. Wollongong, similar conditions, 25. Sydney, also mostly sunny, 27. Newcastle much the same, 26. Brisbane, smoke haze and mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And sunny for Darwin, 35 degrees. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.